You know, we're not insulting the food. We're talking about Hatmana. In other words, we're moving on to the third section. We started, the first thing we discussed in this series, we discussed the halachas of cooking. How one would accomplish a halachic cooking of foods. We've done that. We spent a bunch of weeks on that. We moved on from there. Then after we moved on from figuring out what's out of the realm of cooking, so we just moved on to the concept of preparing food for Shabbos. And again, we want to have hot food on Shabbos, and there's all kinds of issues that can come up when a person's preparing hot food for Shabbos. So we started with Shehiya. Shehiya literally meant leaving your food on a flame for before Shabbos. We got through all the different variables of those halachas, when you can leave it, when you can't leave it, when you have to leave it when you would have to be on top of a covered flame, when can we make another arrangement. You know, we went through all those variables. That was Shehiya. The past few weeks, we've been discussing halachas of Chazara, which means, you know, the way we described it was, you left your food on the fire from before Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, you want to take it off for a slight detour because you want to take it off the flame. Whatever the reason is, you want to take some chalant or you just want to move it off the fire for a short period of time. But what would be how would a person be allowed to return that food to the fire? Those were the halachas of Chazara. Now we're discussing another topic, which is kind of an offshoot of both. And the halachas of Hatmana. Hatmana is when a person wraps food from before Shabbos, or theoretically on Shabbos. He wraps the food, he wants it to retain its heat. So we're going to discuss all those halachas now. I was hoping to be able to do it in 1 week, but as I was preparing this year, as you probably noticed, I already have 5 pages here with 22 sources on it, and I still have more to go. So I don't think we're going to get it all done in one night, but hopefully by next week, we'll finish up the halachas of Hatmana, and then what I would like to do is, after we finish up Hatmana, I would like to spend 1 week just presenting practical cases, because I think we've done a lot of information. We've done a lot of source work. We've dug very deep into the sources of the Gemara, of the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Poskim throughout, you know, Shulchan Aruch, what the modern day Poskim have to say about a lot of cases. But I think one of the things that we're missing is really practical applications of a lot of the halachas. And I would like to spend one whole week just going through the modern kitchen and all different variables of what people do to keep food hot for Shabbos or to reheat food on Shabbos, and to go through the practical halacha. You know, we just discussed a couple minutes ago with halachas of making tea on Shabbos. We'll discuss halachas of, you know, exactly how a person can take out food from his refrigerator, rewarm it for a suda, what he could leave from before Shabbos, what type of appliances can be used, which appliances can't be used, and what would be a problem of Hatmana. Hopefully we'll be able to spend the whole week on that and just kind of tie up all the loose ends. This year starts with a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Source number one, it's a Mishnah. It says, Shlosh Dvarim Tzarach Adam Lomer Sof Pesach Erev Shabbos. For all of those who come to Shul on Friday night and say Seva Mevad Likin, this should be a very familiar Mishnah. It says, Shlosh Dvarim Tzarach Adam Lomer Sof Pesach Erev Shabbos. There are 3 things a person needs to say in his house on Erev Shabbos. Im Chashecha, Isartem, Iravtem, Hadlikos Haner. Okay, he's reminding his household about taking off Meisr, making an Erev, and lighting the Shabbos candles. Now, this is the important part of the Mishnah. Savi Chashech, we're in source number one. You're just in time. Source number one, the end of the first line, Savi Chashech, Savi Gen Chashech. So this refers to the period which we will call Ben HaShemashos. After Shkia Sachama, after what we refer to today as Shkia, until Tzeis HaKochavim, that's a period of time which we're going to call Safek Chashecha, Safek Ene Chashecha. It's a question. We're in doubt whether it's considered evening, whether it's considered night or not. It's not
twilight.
It's kind of twilight, and there's a different, obviously we all know there are many different opinions on how much time this lasts. There are some who go from as short as believe it or not, 13 and a half minutes, to those who go, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common, amongst some groups 25 minutes, amongst other groups 40 minutes, amongst other groups, 50 minutes, amongst, and then there's the 72 share, and there are those who wait 90 minutes. In other words, they're all different opinions. Maybe one day we'll be able to go through how everyone formulated their own opinion, but that period of time is referred to as Ben HaShemashos. Now, it says in the Mishnah, Eim Asrim Sevad, that person cannot take off Meiser. That's not relevant for tonight's topic. Beimat bilin se kalim. If kalim need to be toivled because they were purchased from a non-Jew, you can't toivle the kalim at that point in time. Beimat likin asaneris. You cannot light candles. In other words, you cannot kindle a flame after shkia. Avo ma'asrin es ha'demai u ma'arvim toivin es ha'chamen. I should just mention, because we are really including all different opinions, there is an opinion which is still alive today, that Tzanz HaChassidim in Netanya, they really disregard Shkia 100%. I'm saying from Shkia on, you can't light a candle, and I'm kind of reading that into the mission. That's according to the way we understand it. The Tzanz HaChassidim in Eretz Yisrael and Netanya, they hold of 72 as Ikar Hadin, Chomer Ulakula. So you could literally pull up over there and see them driving their cars after Shkia. But anyway, Avol Ma'asrin said Demai, a person can take off Truma from something which is Demai. Demai is something which we spent a lot of time on this in the morning in Mishnah's share. And it's produce that comes from an Amaret, someone who is not well versed in the halachis, and we suspect he did not take off Ma'aser. So he claims he took off Ma'aser. It could be he took off Ma'aser. Most Amaratim take off Ma'aser, so we could really assume Ma'aser was taken off. However, there's a Dimi Drabbana, you have to take off Ma'aser again, and again, it only applies to certain cases. So if a person's taking off the second, this we'll call it this second Ma'aser, for the sake of Demai, you can take it off after Bein HaShemashos. And the most important part of this mission is Uma'arvin, V'tayim Nesachamen, a person, Uma'arvin referring to a different type of error than we listed earlier, V'tayim Nesachamen, a person can wrap warm, his warm food. That's what the mission says. But during Bein HaShemashos, during this period of Safek Hashaycha, Safek Gena Hashaycha, we're not sure if it's considered nighttime yet, person can do Hatmana. What is this talking about? So just by way of introduction, we're going to see, this is going to be a very common thing, which is going to come up throughout the whole sugya of Hatmana, which is, there's something called Hatmana B'davar Mosef Hevel, and Hatmana B'davar She'en Mosef Hevel. Hatmana B'davar Mosef Hevel means you are wrapping something within something, you are enclosing, you are insulating it within something that will generate heat, and then there is something which is a Tamanav Davash Enuas Hevel, does not generate heat. Now, it's important to understand, when you talk about generating heat, we're not talking about an element. It doesn't have to be as strict as sophisticated as a fire or an element. It has to be something which will, as it decomposes, it creates heat. I never really understood this well until I came across this concept, or not the concept, this finding. In Eretz Yisrael in the winter, you see, everyone knows there's tons, in Yerushalayim at least, there's tons of cats all over the place. Where are they all hanging out in the winter? Now they have these little dug out areas, like under steps, where they keep these dumpsters. Like these green, they call them the green tzfardeya, you know, the green garbage can. So these are the big ones, the big large dumpsters, the big metal ones. And there's like the smaller plastic ones that are on wheels, and they have a little slot where they keep them. The cats all always hang around in there during the winter. Why? Because it's much warmer. Why is it warm? Because as the garbage starts to decompose, it does generate some element of heat. Now, it's not hot. It's not like a fire. It's not like just sitting in the fireplace. But that's what we're referring to. When we talk about Davar HaMosef Hevel, it's not a flame. It's not an element. But it's something that as it starts to decompose, it generates an element of heat. Not a lot of heat, but it generates an element of heat. Now, we're going to discuss what the issues can be when a person wraps in both of these. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to read a Gemara. The Gemara is, like most Gemara, is going to be a bit ambiguous. It's not going to be very clear about what it's talking about. Naturally, what's going to happen is there's going to be a Machlokas Rishonim, what the Gemara is talking about. And through that Machlokas Rishonim, we'll be able to really understand what this mission is referring to. So let's go to the Gemara. Amar Rava, b'pnei ma amru, and not only understand what the mission is referring to, but understand what the whole concept of Hatmana it really is, why it would be mutter, why it would be usher. Amar Rava, Rava says, b'pnei ma amru, for what reason did they say, ein tomnim b'davar she'eino mosef hevel, that a person cannot wrap food, b'davar she'eino mosef hevel mishach hasheicha. Why can a person not? Why is it usher for a person to wrap a pot of soup in a towel on Shabbos? Why would that be a problem? Gemara says, "Gzera shem yartiach." Chazal were worried that if you're going to be wrapping a pot of food in a towel, maybe you will come to heat up the food. We'll see Rashi. Rashi will explain to us exactly what this means. Amalei Abaya, Yihachi, if that's the case, if it's true that we're worried that a person's going to warm up his food when he comes to wrap it, Ben Hashmashas Navi Nigzer. Our Mishnah just got finished telling us that during Ben Hashmashas, during the period of time called Safek Hashecha, Safek Ena Hashecha, which is Ben Hashmashas, it's mutter to do Atmana. That's what the Mishnah said. So now Rava just told us the reason why you can't do Atmana on Shabbos is because you might come to heat up the flame. You might come to heat up the food. If that's the case, says Abaya, so why is it mutter Ben Hashmashas? During Ben Hashmashas, it's also to heat up food. So what's the difference? Amarlei, Stam Kederos Rosh Kosein. During the period of time of Ben Hashmashas, most pots are hot. So why would a person come to heat it? So let's just take a step into Rashi for a second. It's underlined in the third line of source number 3. Rashi says, what's going to happen is, Gezeira Shema Yimtza Kederoso Shen Itztanana. A person's going to see that his pot of soup became cold. When he wants to wrap it. Rashi says a very important point. I don't know if anybody remembers, but we brought this Rashi in much earlier. The whole concept of Bishul Achar Bishul. This Rashi clearly tells us that if you have soup, let's just give an example. Rashi tells us as follows. You have a pot of soup, which you heated up before Shabbos. So now, your pot of soup is hot. It's cooking on a fire before Shabbos. Take it off the fire, and you leave it off the fire. Now, you come home from shul, and you want to wrap that pot to retain its heat. You want to take a towel and wrap it around the pot like this. You'll insulate it, and the heat will stay there. Now, you pick up the pot, you know, with your big, you know, gloves, because you don't want to get burnt. You, by mistake, hit the side of the pot with your pinky, and you say, hey, that wasn't so hot. And you take it, you start tapping the side, and you say, hey, it's not hot at all. And you hold the side of the pot, and you think, this pot is cold. What am I wrapping this for? So, Rashi says, we're worried that in your state of confusion now, because you wanted to wrap your pot so it should stay hot, and now you realize your pot is cold, what are you going to do? Not even having a chance to think about it, put it on the flame. What's going to happen? You're going to cook on Shabbos. Now, we have an obvious question. What's soup? Soup is something which is cooked. So how about Bishul Achar Bishul? And Bishul Achar Bishul was the problem. So clearly, we have a raya from Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion that even that a davar lach, shen espashal kol tzarchai, a liquid food, which has been cooked, which now cooled down, according to Rashi, you will violate an isra midaraisa, a biblical prohibition of heating up that pot again. We mentioned earlier that there are various Rishonim who disagree with this. There are various. At least there's a Rashba who disagrees with this. And we went through the whole sugya discussing what the Ikra Halacha is. But ultimately from Rashi here we see, what's the problem of wrapping a pot of food, bedavar she'eino mosif hevel, with something which does not add heat? You know what the problem with that is? Is that you're going to come heat up the food on Shabbos. It's a mind-boggling thing. That's a good question. The answer to the question is, we brought this in a few times in the past. We're not talking about people who intentionally want to do things wrong. What we're talking about is when somebody finds himself in a state of he's right now focused on keeping his soup hot. He hits his soup and he suddenly realizes the soup is cold. Before he has a chance to think about it, you know, before even he put it down on the fire. Exactly. We're going to see what Tosfos is going to write very soon about this idea. But we mentioned this earlier. There's also a chash of Shem Yichata B'Gacholim. Maybe you'll come to stoke the coals. That's relevant a lot more by Shehiyah, but we're going to see it's relevant here as well. So the question is, why a person do that? What are we talking about here? A person has chalant. The chalant is not. It looks like it's not going to be ready, so he's going to turn on a fire? The answer is no. We're not talking about a Russia. Chazal don't spend all their time making gezeiros and writing prakim in Maseches Shabbos and then investing so much time in simanim and Shulchan Aruch back and forth and all the svarim that have been written on the concept of Shehiyah for a Rasha. That's not what it's done. If someone's a Rasha, he wants to go ahead and violate dinim and Atara. You know, halitei Rasha v'yamos. That's not what all these gezeiros were made for. These gezeiros were made for were people, good people, who find themselves in a situation where the soup's going to be cold. It's freezing cold. It's the winter. And they're just, before they have a chance to even think about it, they already acted. They put it back on the flame. That's the way you understand what Rashi is saying. Again, we're not talking about a Rasha. We're just talking about somebody who, you know, under the circumstances, he made a mistake. So here it comes. He's it's very simple. In a short sleight of hand, he could just be over an issur of cooking. That's the way Rashi understands it. Now let's continue in the Gemara. So now we know why you can't wrap a pot of soup on Shabbos, even Davar Sh'inamos of Hevel. We don't want you being busy with keeping things hot on Shabbos, because if it's cold, you might heat it up. Now, the Mishnah says, B'nei Shmashas, you're allowed to do that. B'nei Shmashas, you're allowed to wrap a davar She'enamos of Hevel. Right? That's the way Rashi understands it. So Gemara asks Akasha, why? If we're worried about this let's just give it time, at 7:30 at night in the winter, so why are you not worried about it at 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock is the same problem. It's after Shkia. You can't heat up soup after Shkia. So why are we more worried about it at 7:30 than at 5:30? To that, the Gemara answers, nah, there's nothing to worry about then, because during B'nei Shmashas, food's still going to be hot. No one's going to find a cold soup, a cold pot of soup at 5 o'clock, because it was on the fire up until 4:30, whatever time luch benching is, 4:32. So 5 o'clock, he's not going to find a cold pot of soup. It'll still be hot. It's only later when he came to shul, and the rabbi gave a very long drasha, and he waited online to say good Shabbos. By the time he got home, it was 2 hours after the pot's already off the fire, he says, you know what, the soup is cold. Under such circumstances, we're worried it'll heat it up. Now the Gemara continues. So now, we accomplished two things so far. The reason why you can't do any atman at Shabbos, maybe it'll heat it up. The reason why you can do atman at B'nei Shmashas, nothing to heat up. The soup's going to be hot already. So now, why can't I use the davar Hamosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos? What's wrong with that? Mara says, We're worried a person's going to wrap it up in Remetz. What's Remetz? If you look at Rashi, it's in the third to last line in source number 3. Remetz is Afer Hamur B'Gachalim. It's ash, which is mixed up with Gecholim. So you still have some live coals in there, but it's a lot of ash. In other words, it's a big go to the bottom of the oven, which was filled up with wood. You scoop out of there a lot of the ash, and there's going to be some coals in there, and you surround your pot in that. So it's not really so hot, because it's basically ash, but there are some coals in there. So Gemara says, you know why you can't wrap in Davar Hamosif Hevel? Because if we allow you to wrap in any Davar Hamosif Hevel, you know what you'll do? You'll wrap it up in Remetz. Remetz has coals in it. So Amalei Abaye V'Yatman, big deal, let him do it. What's wrong with that? What is the halachic problem of allowing your pot to sit in a pile of ash with coals in it? Why would that be an issue? Gemara says, Gzeir Shem Yechat V'Gechalim. Once you have live coals surrounding a pot, we're concerned that come Shabbos, you'll see the coals are going to die down. You're going to go ahead, and you're going to stoke the coals and rekindle that flame. So that's the problem. So now, according to Rashi, everything seems to make a lot of sense. On Shabbos, you can't do any atmana, because if you find your pot of soup already became cold, you may mistakenly heat it up. B'nei Shmashas, we're not worried about this. Your pot's going to be hot. You're not going to have anything to warm up. You just wrap it in a towel, it's fine. Erev Shabbos, you can't wrap in a davar Hamosif Hevel. But obviously you can wrap in Davar She'enamosif Hevel. You're allowed to take a pot of soup and wrap it in a towel. But you can't wrap in Davar Hamosif Hevel because maybe you'll wrap it in something that has a coal there, and then on Shabbos you may come to stoke that coal. That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. The Rosh in source number 3 understands the Gemara very, very similarly to Rashi. It's just that the last thing that he says is, Hasam lav mishum bishul al mishum shem yechata. You know, we should back up because it's just interesting. Let's go back to the beginning of source number 4. Ulamai de parshin and deloy shayach bishul v'tal shoshen espashol. We explain that if you have a food which is already cooked, ein bishul achar bishul, once it's cooked, you can't violate bishul a second time, it's already cooked. Lo tiksha hada amrina l'elbim b'mem adlikin. Don't ask me about that mission in b'mem adlikin. De ein tomnim davarsh enemos of hevel mishach shech hashem yartiach. He references our Gemara. He says, hold on a second, I'm telling you that it's mutter to go ahead and reheat a food which is already cooked. If that's the case, why does the Gemara say, like Rashi explained to us, why does the Gemara say you can't wrap a food on Shabbos, maybe you'll come heat it up? What's the big deal? What's wrong with heating it up? Ain't bishul achar bishul. Says the Rosh, Hasam la mishum bishul la mishum shem yichata, v'had adenakat hartacha, la davar atzarach la atmananakat. Says the Rosh, Rashi got carried away. Rashi started telling me that, you know, we're worried that a person is going to heat up the food. Rashi starts telling me there's a problem with Bishul. Says the Rosh, no, that's not the problem. It's not an issue of Bishul. The issue is not Bishul. Why? Because it's a cooked food. Once the food's cooked, no problem to reheat it. What's the issue? The issue is that you're going to light a fire. You're going to light a fire. So again, it's not a matter of really lighting, going and getting wood and kindling a fire. It's a matter of going to your dying coals and starting and stoking them and getting them to go ahead and make another flame. So says the Rush. Either way, whether it's according to Rashi or the Rush, the Gemara reads exactly the same. On Shabbos, a person cannot wrap, because if he finds his food to be cold, he's going to, according to Rashi, cook the food, which is a problem. According to the Rush, kindle a flame, which is a problem. Either way, it's an issue of Daraisa that we're worried about. Okay? They both understand the Gemara clearly, very, very much the same. Let's just get this very clear. Erev Shabbos, it's mutter to wrap and davar she'ena mosif hevel. Something just like a towel. Banish mashas, it's also mutter to wrap and something which is ena mosif hevel. During those two periods of time, you cannot wrap davar mosif hevel. You can't wrap it in something which does generate heat, because we're worried that if that's going to be mutter, you'll wrap your food in coals. If that's the case, you may come to stoke your coals. On Shabbos, nothing is permitted. Everything is out. Okay? That is the way the Rashi and the Rush learn this Gemara.
We had a bay there by the Rashi. It's not a gazera on a gazera
there? Yes, excellent question. An excellent question. I don't want to jump the gun, but if you look in source number 7, right after, I didn't underline it because I didn't want to get into this, but now that you asked,
sorry.
If you've seen in source number 7, after the first a little bunch that's underlined. V'ulai tiksha b'chlal eshetzlenu. V'hu ain't gozering gzera l'gzera. Why making gzeras, one gzera for another gzera? Don't wrap now, because maybe you wrap then. What's wrong with wrapping then? Maybe you'll come. It's a gzera l'gzera. Da. This is a very, very important klal. A very important rule in all ideas of gzera l'gzera. Shezesh sha'amru ain't gozering gzera l'gzera. That is said, that you cannot make a gezera to prevent another thing, which is only also because of a gezera. Who could go into yigzer based in eze gezera be eze's man, the yachzer achar kach the yigzer gezera lo oisei ha gezera. That means that let's just give some dates. Resh Chodesh Elul Tavshin Nun Beis, Chazal makes a gezera, gezera A. Now they realize in Tavshin Ayin Beis that no one's really listening. So we made this gezera 20 years ago. No one's listening to it. So now in Tavshin Ayin Beis, Bezin is not going to say, let's make another gezera to reinforce that gezera. Bezin will never do that. One gezera. If the gezera is not working, then there's a concept of it's a gezera in Rav Tzibur Yichon Lamed Ba, and Bezin has to deal with it. But you're never going to make another gezera to prevent people from violating another gezera. All right, clear? That's what we don't do. Aval im hayu shtei hagezeres be'es achas. If Beis Din sat down and they made two gezeres at the same time, mutter, they can make two gezeres at the same time. V'zeu she'aisin tamei, they do this all the time. V'hu inyan amram kulacha de gezerei. Klemer shemi shegazer gezeres zu rosh lo teskayim gezeres zu elav gezeres acheres. If you look through Gemaras, you'll see a lot of times the Gemara has that Shakotarya. You can't make a gzera to reinforce another gzera. And so the Gemara, kulachad gzera. You always felt that was like a cheap terrace, and kulachad gzera. No, two separate gzeras. So the Rambam explains this is a very important klal. Sometimes Beis Din felt very, very strongly about a particular gzera. And this is a good case. Chazal did not want people stoking flames on Shabbos. They did not want you going to your coals that are starting to die down and going ahead and stoking it to make the fire bigger. Now Chazal realized that just simply making that gezera is going to be very difficult to keep. So what they did was they looked around and thought of what situations are going to be very difficult to deal with. And he said, let's remove those situations as well. So we don't want people going ahead and being chota b'gachalam, stoking coals and making a fire. So you know what? That being the case, No doing Atmana Medavar Shemosif Hevel altogether, because we don't want people stoking coals. That was something which is permitted by a Beis Din. And it's true, if Beis Din ever makes a takana, and what happens is they find out. We spoke about this on Shavuos, the idea of Pas Akum and Pas Palter. Chazal, a lot of the Rishonim understand that Chazal never made a gezerah that you're not allowed to eat bread which was baked by a non-Jewish baker. By your non-Jewish neighbor, maybe that's a problem. But that you shouldn't be able to eat bread baked by a non-Jewish baker, Chazal realized it's a staple of people's homes. Every home needs to have bread in it. Now what if a person doesn't live in Baltimore or Borough Park? Who is he going to get bread from? See, he's not going to be able to eat bread. So Chazal realized to make a gezerah like that is a gezerah she'ein rov atzibur chol lamad. But most people, again, especially in those times, they didn't have their own ovens. So that gezerah, even if they did make the gezerah, it wouldn't have held. It wouldn't have caught on because the tzibur couldn't hold on to it. If Chazal understood at the time that they're making the gezerah that the gezerah is not going to work, sometimes they built into the gezerah a reinforcement. So that's what happens in this case. Built into that gezerah that you shouldn't stoke your coals on Shabbos, they reinforced it by saying you can't even wrap a davar she'ein medavar amosif hevel. That's the answer to the question.
According to like the Rosh, that the problem would be more of Shami Echata. Isn't like in Kira, if there's a blef, doesn't that take off the problem of Shami Echata? Like, would you be allowed to do it if there was a blef situation?
Yeah, so you're asking a very good question. I really don't want to get too far off the script, but turn to source number 10. Blech works for Shehiya. Source number 10, the Nir Labeinu Tam. Sheish lechalek bein hasha la atmana. We could differentiate between hasha, leaving a pot on the fire, to atmana. Devade lahasha is mutter kashu maichel ben drusai. Sheein achitu ma'at moyoloi. Sheein megulahu v'shalt be'avira. When something is at a certain point in time in its cooking, it reached a certain level of cooking, for a person to stoke the flames, he has to really, really be dedicated. He has to really want to do it. Because it doesn't work so well. Again, your pot's sitting on top of a fire. The flame's on the bottom. And there's going to be air that's going to get in the way. So a little bit of stoking the flame is really not going to do that much. You have to really need it to do it. However, when you are wrapping something for tomorrow, and it's really sealed up very tight, the structure of Hatmana is that it's wrapped very tight and there's no air that gets in. It's wrapped. It's really enclosed. So a small amount of chitoy is going to really help. So that's why by Hatmana, simply putting, I don't know what an example of a blech would be for Hatmana. In other words, you have your pot really rest it inside.
Oh. Like just putting a towel on isn't totally wrapped.
That's davar she'ein mosif hevel.
Right.
A towel is davar she'ein mosif hevel. The chashash is not that you're going to stoke the flames. The chashash over there is that you'll realize your food is not hot, and you'll just it's called bohol. A person will be completely flustered and be, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I have guests. I have 13 guests here for Shabbos. The soup is cold. Exactly. Now we have to really deal with other Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam. And again, I'm bringing in the Rif and the Rambam, even though everybody pushes away the shot of the Rif and the Rambam. No one paskins like, to my knowledge, no one paskins like them. However, it's important to see the way they understand this Gemara, really just to understand some of the concept of Shehiya. We have to read it very carefully. It's really hop onto the nuances, but it's very important. Let's read. Amar Rava pnei ma amru ein tomnim bedavar hamosif hevel. Why? Look at that. Right there. Pnei ma amru ein tomnim bedavar hamosif hevel. Why would it be forbidden for a person to do atman bedavar hamosif hevel? Is that the gear that we have in our Gemara? If you look back in source number 2. Let's compare it. Amar Rava, b'nei ma amru ein tam b'davar she'ein amosif hevel. The Rif, he says, Amar Rava, b'nei ma amru ein tam b'davar hamosif hevel. So he right away read the Gemara differently. The first question of the Gemara was, why would there be a problem of doing hatmana with something which does generate heat. V'afilu mibod yom, even during the day. Why would that be a problem? Gemara says, Shema Yartiach. The Gemara's answer of Shema Yartiach was talking about even mibod yom. In other words, the way we understood the Gemara up until now was Shema Yartiach on Shabbos. The reason why you can't do Atmana, even bedavar she'eino mosef hevel on Shabbos, is because you'll realize your food is cold and you'll reheat it. The Rif, he turns his Gemara upside down. He says, why can't you do Hatmana with something which generates heat, even on Erev Shabbos? Because maybe you'll heat it up. Does it make any sense to you? What's the problem with heating something up? Yeah, what's the issue? Why can't I heat something up on Erev Shabbos? You better heat things up on Erev Shabbos, otherwise your food will be cold. Pirush. So he explains. Hadatnan. Bemet tomnim, bemetim tomnim. The Gemara goes through, and the Mishnah goes through a list of different things. Vani kulu davar mosa hevanenu. All those are cases of things which generate heat. Says the Rif, ain't tomnim behem. I feel about yom. You can't wrap a pot in there, even about yom. Zera shemir tiach. Maybe you're going to heat up the pot. Again, it's tamua. This Rif doesn't make any sense the way we read it, just in its bare form. The black and white words don't seem to make any sense. You cannot wrap a food on Erev Shabbos with something that generates heat. Why? Because you might heat up the pot of food. We still don't know what's wrong with heating up the pot of food. It's Erev Shabbos. What's wrong with that? So Abaya continues. If that's the case, so then why is it mutter to wrap a food? Bedover hamosif hevel. Again, he doesn't say this, but just along the line of what the Rif wrote, we have to understand it like this. The Gemara's question was, why can't I wrap on Erev Shabbos B'davar HaMosef Hevel? Because I might heat up the pot. The Gemara continues according to the Rif. So then why, Bein HaShmashas, am I allowed to heat up the food? Am I allowed to wrap the food B'davar HaMosef Hevel? Okay? This is getting more absurd as we read it. It means, according to the Rif, on Erev Shabbos, you can't wrap a Davar HaMosef Hevel, but once Shkia passes, no problem. Then you can wrap it with Davar HaMosef Hevel. That's a bias kasha. So why are you allowed to do that? Ihaki ben Hashmashas Nami Nigzer. Amalei Stam Kederes ben Hashmashas Rosh Chosein. We're not worried about it. You won't heat up your pot during Bein HaShmashas because it's hot. So it's just such an innocent Gemara, but makes absolutely no sense. Okay? Amarava, Gemara continues, V'pneima amru ein tam davar she'enu osef hevel mishach shecha. Why is it asur? Now he asks that question. Why is it asur to wrap a pot of food on Shabbos davar she'enu osef hevel? And he explains a bunch of different examples. Pirish could go on Paris, or Ksus, or Kanfayona, Flavitir, Lachasa, Pelam, and Bodyom, Inami, Savo, Shekos, and Vinok, Shekos, and Tan, Why Shemayatim Beremet, Vasi, Lachtu, Vikhalam? So he explains the reason why you can't wrap it over Sheinimos of Hevel. Again, I have to speak this out more clearly just to show you how absurd it's getting. He says, why can't you wrap Badavar Sheinimos of Hevel? Because if you wrap with Davarsh and Mosef Hevel, maybe you'll wrap with Remetz, which obviously, according to the Rif, he considers Remetz, ashes with coals in it, to be Davarsh and Mosef Hevel. The reason would be probably because it's on the way down. It's starting to cool down. The coals are burning out. But still, even though that's considered Davarsh and Mosef Hevel, you can't wrap in that because you might stoke the flames. So again, just to get this straight, according to the Rif, Erev Shabbos, you can't wrap a davar hamosef hevel, because you might heat up the pot. What's wrong with heating up the pot? We don't know. Bein HaShmashas, it's mutter. In other words, Bein HaShmashas is more kal. Bein HaShmashas, you're allowed to wrap a food, but davar hamosef hevel, because we're not worried they'll heat up the pot. On Shabbos, you can't wrap a davar hamosef hevel, gets more chamor, because maybe you'll wrap with remetz, which is this mixture of ashes and coals, which they consider to be davar hamosef hevel. According to them, the reason why you can't do that is because even though it's davar she'enu mosef hevel because it's cooling down, nevertheless, you may come to stoke the flames, and that's why it's asur. Completely turned this Gemara topsy-turvy, turned it over. So we have to really see, we need to see more, because we can't just leave it like this. It doesn't make any sense the way we read it. So, thankfully, the Rambam learns the Gemara that way as well. And the Rambam starts to give a bit of an explanation, but the clearest explanation is going to come in the Pirush Mishnayos, which we got to before, but we'll go back to it in a few minutes. Rambam, the source number 6. Min adin, haya shetayim nebedavar hamaysef hevel mibaydiyayim. It would have, halachically speaking, it should be mutter for a person to wrap his pot of food, even with something which generates heat, as long as it's still day. V'yishar atav shel tama b'shabbos, and the food will remain wrapped on Shabbos, sharei mashin al gabia esh b'shabbos. Because you let it do shehiyah on top of a fire. So says the Rambam, if you could leave a pot of food on top of a fire, why can't I wrap it inside something which generates heat? But he says, avu asru chacham v'chazam et takana, that it will be asr lahatvin bedavar amosef hevel mibod yom. It's asr to wrap a pot of food bedavar amosef hevel mibod yom. Gzeir shema tartiach. Hakadera b'shabbos. Maybe the pisa, he explains this a little bit more clear. Gzeir shema tartiach. Not yartiach. Tartiach. Hakadera b'shabbos. Yitztarach legalaisa. You know what's going to happen? Since your pot of food is very hot on Erev Shabbos, you're going to wrap the pot of food bedavar hamosef hevel on Erev Shabbos. What's going to happen? It's going to continue to generate more and more heat. The pot of food is going to get into a rapid boil. You can say, hold on a second, we've got to lower this down a little bit. It's going to all boil out. So what are you going to do? Yitzarach legalosa. You can open up the pot. Ad shetanuach harasicha. Until you allow the bubbling to go down a little bit, and then v'yachzer v'yachase b'shabbos. Then you're going to go ahead and close it up again, and you do a hatman again on Shabbos. And then tzitom v'dover ha-mosef hevel b'shabbos shu aser. What's going to happen is, since your pot of food, so he gave some clarity, now it makes a little bit more sense what the Rush was talking, what the Riff was talking about. Since your pot of food is hot on Erev Shabbos, if you're going to wrap it in a dover ha-mosef hevel, it's going to continue to get hotter and hotter. What's going to happen? It's going to start boiling rapidly during Bein Hashma, during Shabbos. And what's going to happen is you're going to say, hold on, this is too hot. It's going to get burnt. So you'll open it up. You'll take it out of that tamana. And then as it starts to cool down, you'll wrap it back again. Says the Rambam, if we allow you to do Hatmana Medavar, Hamosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos, you're going to come to do regular Hatmana on Shabbos. So again, the same concept of Gzera L'Gzera, but the answer will be the same thing. The Chazal included this, or incorporated this all into the first Gzera. You're allowed to do atmana b'davar hamosef hevel. You're allowed to wrap things in something which generates heat during ben hashmashos. Shestam kederes ben hashmashos kvar raschu v'nachu mibabuon. Once you hit ben hashmashos, it already boiled. It already started to go down a little bit. In other words, it's hot. It already reached its boiling point. It's starting to cool down a little bit. Since it already went down, it's not going to go back up to that point again. We really have to bend this very much to try to make this make sense, but that's how the Rambam explains it. Just, I'm not going to go through the whole Ravid. If you look at the Ravid over here, I underlined it. Aymar Avram, mi'aylam lo'yniru v'lo nishma'u tapuchos ke'ela mi'bod yom aser ben hashmashos mutar. I've never seen or heard something so backwards like this, that during the day it would be usher to wrap bedavar hamosef hevel, but during Bein Hashmashos it would be mutter. It just, the Ravid can't fathom it. Then he goes on to explain, you know, I'll explain to you if you read the MS Rav Zal Kach Kasav Agirsa. I will appear shalei mekul kaviyaser. This is the pirush of the Rambam, but his understanding of the Gemara is totally messed up. V'kach hu apirush lezoisa girsa. He goes on to explain what the explanation of the Rambam would be, which is basically how he explained it. But again, the Ravid right away tells us that this is not the way to learn the Gemara. This is, as much as the Rambam made sense out of this, that's not what the Gemara meant. So again, we'll just go through this again in source number 7. It's really the Rambam. Again, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he gives us a little bit more, he clues us in a little bit more to what he was talking about. Let's just skip to the second part where it's underlined. V'da'oid, shadvarim shenesrim ben atmana, asulat lahatun ben afilim erev Shabbos. things which are also to wrap, you can't even do it on Erev Shabbos. V'haya din, nice and shame, mutter lahatim b'im Erev Shabbos. It would have made sense that you're allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos. V'isha in iser b'masha ma'isav l'svashma Shabbos. Nothing wrong with allowing it to continue cooking on Shabbos. Raya l'kachi, brings a raya for it. But he continues the next line under. Ela astru es zeh. Chazal asher this, gezerah shemayat medavar amosef me'erev Shabbos. Maybe you'll wrap in something which adds heat on Erev Shabbos. V'yartiach hatavshel achre k'nisas ha-Shabbos machmas tersefas ha-chayim. Because of the added heat that you provided, now the food's going to start boiling. V'yitztarach legalis ha-kader b'nei resichah. So you're going to have to open it up because of its intense boiling. K'dei sh'tenuach ha-resichah. V'yachar kach yachzir al ha-kader o'yis t'davar sh'esra me'aleah. You'll go ahead and return that wrapping, that insulation. V'nimtza t'ayim v'davar ma'isav hevel b'Shabbos. You're going to go ahead and wrap with something which adds heat on Shabbos. Havol ben ha-shmashas mutalat m'durim. It's much to do that. It says Ram again, truly the same thing. He just writes it a little bit more clearly that once it really already reached its peak, and now Ben Hashmashes has started to go down, your Atmana is not going to bring it back up to that peak again. So that is how we would make sense out of the Rambam and the Rif and how they understood the Gemara. But again, look at the Magen Mishnah source number 8 without going through the whole thing. And the underlined part over there, the kvar heshivu alav kol achrayim, all the achrayim, they were meishim. In other words, they asked very strong kashas on this Rambam. She'ein zed davar meskavol, doesn't make any sense. We can't accept this. Shemivoyd yoyim aser, that on erev Shabbos would be aser to wrap davar meisav hevel. The bein hashmashes mutter, and after shkia, once you already accepted Shabbos, it would be mutter. Ve'od shu mesparash roischis shekvar nachem risachem risichasan. Again, the way the Rambam was understanding is stam deris ben hashmashes roiskas. The way the Rambam understood that was most pots during ben hashmashes already boiled, and now they're already cooling down. That's not what stam deris ben hashmashes roiskas hain means. Roiskas hain means they're boiling. So it says the Magen Mishnah, we can't accept this pshat of the Rambam. We can't accept this pshat of the Rif, even though he kind of justified what he said. But says the Magen Mishnah, that's not how it's going to work. Now just on page number 3, I kind of just paraphrased everything we said in a couple lines. Just like this, we have it clear. The first opinion is the opinion of most of the Rishayim. On Shabbos, as lahatmin, this I wrote. You know, so I wanted to be clear about that because I don't want you to think this is a continuation of the Magen Mishnah. This is my own personal words here. B'Shabbos, as lahatmin, afil b'davar sh'enu asav hevel. On Shabbos, you can't wrap in anything. Why? Maybe you'll find that your pot is cold and you'll heat it up. According to Rashi, what does that mean? Yivashal. You'll cook it. Why? Because there's a problem of re-cooking a liquid. Rosh, what's the problem? Havar. So again, on Shabbos, no wrapping at all, because if you find your food is cold, you may mistakenly heat it up. Erev Shabbos, os lahatim davash hamosef hevel. You can't wrap with something which generates heat. Why shemayatim beremetz v'yachata? Maybe he'll use remetz, which is most of hevel, and he'll do chita b'guchalim. Ben hashmashos, during the period of ben hashmashos, mutter b'davar sh'en most of hevel, you'll let a wrap with a towel or anything else which is not most of hevel. Why? Because you won't find your pot to be cold. Stam kaderos roskos ben hashmashos, most pots are hot then. No reason to worry, the guy's going to heat up his pot, no, because the pot's hot. That's the Rashi, that's the Rosh, that's most Rishonim. The second one is the Rif. Erev Shabbos also l'hatman davar amosav hevel. Same thing. Erev Shabbos you can't do hatman davar amosav hevel. Why? Gzer semiyartiach. I put a bunch of question marks after that because, again, what does it mean? What's the problem with heating food up? So again, we had the explanation of the Rambam. But again, according to the Rambam and the Rif, you're not allowed to wrap in Erev Shabbos because you may heat the food may get heated up, and then you'll unwrap it, you'll rewrap it. B'Shabbos, also l'atman afil b'davar shemos hevel. Why? Shem yatman b'remetz. Because you might use remetz, and put in parentheses over there, amos of hevel the two. According to them, remetz does not generate heat. Holach muskar, it's on the way down, it's cooling down. That's the way I'm understanding it. Ben hashmashos, during the period of ben hashmashos, mutter b'chol oifin, you're allowed to do anything. You can wrap davar shemos of hevel, davar amos of hevel. Why? Because your pot is already hot, started to cool down. You won't have the whole gezeira. Now let's just see one more thing. We'll stop after that in source number 9. Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein tamanim b'Shabbos afil b'davar she'inu matzav hevel." You can't do atmana. You can't wrap or insulate a pot of food on Shabbos, even with something which does not generate heat. Avo b'safik hashecha during ben hashmashos tamanim ba. You can wrap with what? Davar she'inu matzav hevel. Whose understanding is that? That's Rashi and the Rush. Ve'ein tamanim b'davar hamosav hevel afil b'od yom. You're not allowed to wrap with the davar hamos of hevel, with something you can't wrap a food in something that generates heat even during the day. Then hit me with davar hamos of hevel. If you did do that, a tafshal aser explains the food's going to be aser. I feel with the yevad v'daf ketzon. Okay, we'll get back to that. The bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch does not even bat an eyelash at the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam. There's no Yeshayimrim, there's no Ramah, no one brings it down. No one goes with that pshat. As much as the Rif and the Rambam justified their way of understanding the Gemara, we just seem to accept it as a mistake in the Girsa of the Gemara. So we'll stop here. But again, just to recap, Erev Shabbos, you can wrap the davar she'eino mosav hevel in a towel. Ben Hashmashos, you could wrap b'davar she'eino mosav hevel. On Shabbos, you can't wrap at all. And it seems to make a lot of sense. The reason why you can't wrap a davar hamos of hevel ever is because maybe you'll wrap with remesh, which has coals in it, and you'll stoke the flames. During ben hashmashos, a person cannot wrap with davar hamos of hevel because of the same reason that he can't wrap an erev Shabbos. But he can wrap the davar she'eino mosav hevel. In other words, after Shkia, until Tzeis HaKochavim, a person can wrap his soup pot in a towel. We're not worried that he'll reheat his pot of soup because it will still be hot. On Shabbos itself, after Ben HaShemashos, where we're already worried that the soup pot may already cool down, in such a case, you can't do anything because we're worried that if you discover that your pot is cold, you will come to heat it up. According to Rashi, the problem would be cooking. According to the Rush, we're worried that you'll start a flame. And we'll stop here.
Practically speaking, most houses nowadays probably don't have anything that has its most of hevel, like that you'd wrap something in.
Correct.
So like the typical case where the flame's not on anymore on Shabbos in most houses, right? So even wrapping on Shabbos, really, it might be a stretch to say they're going to go turn the oven back, turn the flame back on Shabbos.
When we learned the halachas of Shehiyah, Ramosha really discussed the whole concept of our modern-day flame. How do we view that? Do we view that you're just stoking the flame and making it bigger? Or do we say, there's no concept in the Gemara that a person will go get more wood? We don't find anywhere that says, you know, a person can't cook on Shabbos, you can't leave a pot of food cooking on Shabbos because maybe he'll get more wood and throw it into the fire. So Ramosha says, what would be turning the knob on the stove? It's more similar to getting more wood, you're getting more gas. So we don't find such a concept. He goes back and forth on it, and he has this tzad where maybe since it's so easy, by the stroke of a hand, maybe it's similar enough. He goes back and forth, but ultimately, Ramosha really, he maintains that the place to put the blech would be on top of the fire, not on top of the knobs, because we're not worried a person will add heat. But he is worried. He does say that there is, that your person, in addition, should cover the knobs as well.
In my house, there's no flame on Shabbos. Okay.
So first of all, I mean that's what happens in your house. There are different things that happen in different houses, but it's important to understand we didn't get there. But there's a concept called masik havla, and we'll get there, Mitzvah, next week. That means you have something which generates heat that goes upwards. Now there's a halacha we're going to see it in Sif Hay of Siman Reish and Zion that a person can't do hatmana even medaver she'ena mosav hevel. And put it on top of something that generates heat going up. So, for example, say a person were to have a crock pot which is covered. It's grufa ktuma. He has it properly covered. He has a blech. Now he wants to wrap a pot of soup and put it on top of that. That would be a problem. Because we consider that to be davar mosav hevel. So that's a different concept, but it's really the most practical way of having a modern-day davar mosav hevel, because halachically speaking, even though you wrap it in a towel, which is in a mosav hevel, if you have a heat source underneath, again, we're going to get into this, we're going to see that, at least according to Ashkenazim, for something to be called hatman, it has to be wrapped entirely, and it has to also be tight, If it's only on one side, just on the bottom, it's not called Atmana. According to Sfaradim, it is called Atmana. According to Ashkenazim, it has to be wrapped entirely. So even though this doesn't constitute Atmana because it's only giving heat from the bottom, but together with the fact that it's wrapped with the Darush Animos of Hevel, that would be a modern day example.
Just draping a towel over a pot, you're saying, wouldn't even be Atmana according to Ashkenazim?
Right. We're going to see also draping a towel over the pot. The example that's given in Shulchan Aruch is if you have, you'll say, a pot that's this size, and you put a board on top of the pot, and then you hang a towel over it on the top. The pot sits underneath, so since it's not samud, it's not tight, it's tightly sealed against the pot. That's not considered atmana. We're going to get into all those details of what's considered atmana.
What if you had a cook suit? I mean, this came up a couple of weeks ago. And you have an electric source, and you can keep this soup hot on with a timer. What would be wrong with having that? Heat source.
Nothing.
Starts.
That's fine. That's a case of shehiyah. Your soup is cooked 100%. It's a special called tzarcha. Soup, I would posit, even though it does get better the longer you cook it, but it does evaporate. At a certain point in time, it's really, ultimately, I would consider it, it's mitzdamik v'ralai. The more it dries out, the worse it is. So it's special called tzarcha, it's not like baralai, and there's no gezeir shem yichata v'gachalim. You can leave it there; it's fine. That's not a problem.
Once you take it off, though, putting it back, that's
yeah, taking it off could be a problem.
If you had it, even if you didn't have it, let's say your timer had, you still have an electric source that's heating this pot of soup. You pull it off that, you don't put it back. You use it for your Friday night meal.
Right. No problem. To put it back would be an issue because you can't really make a blech on that. But again, like we discussed the halachas of hagasa and hatzav akaf. Theoretically speaking, we're dealing with a soup which is just a liquid. You could take out from the pot while it's still on the fire because there's no problem with hagasa on a liquid. It's only something which is solid, but where it's not cooked evenly, or there's a gezeira, you might not realize that it's not fully cooked, but in the liquid, there's really no reason why you can't take a ladle, put it into your pot of soup that's on the flame, and take some out. So you wouldn't have to take it off the fire in the first place.